Well, the city is taking a new approach to its overhaul of the 911 system. The Daily News reports under the revised plan, the reforms to the system will be controlled by one official. Additionally, the city will sharply reduce the number of outside consultants it hires. This is the first in what's likely to be many changes to how the city redesigns its 911 system. The Daily News' Juan Gonzalez reported on the new changes this morning. He joins us now. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning.
So what exactly is this new plan?
Well, the basic thrust of the plan is, first of all, to have one city official in charge of the overall project that actually involves several agencies, not only the police department, the fire department, the Office of Emergency Management, the budget office, and the Department of Design and Construction. And that official will be the head of DOIT, the Information and Technology Agency of the city government, and REST. So she will be now the final point person on all decisions involving the overhaul of the 911 system.
It's kind of hard to believe that such a huge, you know, project didn't have one point person. How are these changes expected to ultimately improve the system?
Well, that's one of the key changes. The other is that this is a massive project. It's been underway now for 10 years and is now at least at $2 billion, although Comptroller Stringer says it could possibly go to $2.3 billion. So that the city has also decided to break the project up into more manageable portions and basically try to, instead of trying to get the whole thing done on certain time schedules, to break it up and to make accomplishment of different aspects of the project more manageable. So that's another key issue. And the final policy decision is that they're going to dramatically reduce the number of outside consultants that were not only contracted to do portions of the project, but who were effectively running the project in place of the city for many years under the Bloomberg administration.
You know, back in May, the city announced that it would halt spending on the ongoing 911 overhaul that started back in 2004. That was supposed to be completed in 2009, but now the end date, of course, you mentioned, is going to be way off in 2018 at this point. The city comptroller issued a report on costs for the project. We're on track to double the initial estimates, and other than the cost overruns, what were the other problems that the comptroller found in his review?
Well, he also found major mismanagement problems. So I think that not only the comptroller's report, but also a separate a review by the Department of Investigations that Mayor de Blasio requested also found major management problems throughout this period of time, and the controller found the same situation with contractors or middlemen marking up the prices of their subcontractors and basically bilking the city without the city exercising sufficient control over expenditures and over invoices. One of the things that the Department of Investigations is recommending, that all major computer projects like this in the future should have an independent integrity monitor who's reviewing all billings and invoices and making sure that there's no fraud involved. And the Investigations Commissioner, Mark Peters, held out the possibility that there could still be fraud uncovered in this particular project. He's going to issue a more detailed report, he said, in a few months this fall, that will deal with that issue of whether there was fraud by some of the contractors on the project.
And Juan, you know, the Uniformed Fire Officers Association was very critical about the system, and they've claimed it was the cause of delayed responses. How are they responding to these changes?
Well, I have not heard yet of their responses. Their main concern was over an issue that the mayor's new policy doesn't really address yet, which is what's called uniform call taking, where basically the 911 police operators are the ones that first deal with any emergencies, whether it's fire or EMS emergencies as well as police emergencies, and that they believe that there was a lot of delay in the transferring of these calls and this information to the fire and EMS dispatchers. So they've called for the abolition of unified call taking. The mayor's review did not take a position on that. They said that they're going to going to be further reviewing that and making a final decision about what to do with unified call taking and what they call operational issues of the 911 system later on in the year. But that they were dealing right now with the technology contracting part of the 911 overhaul.
Juan Gonzalez is a columnist for the New York Daily News. Thanks so much, Juan.
Okay, you're welcome.